You know, this is a difficult time in the life of the church, Mother's Day. You think it would be an easy transition to be into Mother's Day because everybody's got a mother. But it's not. Every time I get to Mother's Day, I think of a couple things that have happened over the years in Mother's Days to me. I guess when I was young, I was especially very emphatic about what I would do on Mother's Day. And I can remember clearly the time that I was being examined to go into ministry. And when I was being examined, we had this retreat. And during this retreat, you went and you sat in front of all these theologians and doctors of ministers. And for 3 days, they gave you a verbal examination, and they wanted to know your theology and your differences of opinions on different things, and they reviewed your preachings and teachings, and all that was kind of cool. But you know, we sat in these little groups, and one of the ones that stuck out most in my mind is I sat before this group, and they went, "Okay, Rebecca, we have a question for you. What would you do if Mother's Day and Pentecost fell on the same day?" Well, I'm a good theologian, so what do you think I said? "I'm going to do Pentecost." And then they said to me, "Well, what if the women of the church came in and said, 'We want emphasis on Mother's Day'?" And I said, "I'm going to do Pentecost." "Well, what if, and what if," and finally they got down to the point, "What if they roll up with a tank and said, 'You're going to do Mother's Day, we want Mother's Day done'?" I said, "I'm going to do Pentecost." And they looked at me like, "Okay." Of course, I didn't realize that year, Mother's Day and Pentecost fell on the same day. I think I've changed a little bit over the years. Some of the things that happen during Mother's Day that makes it a little difficult is sometimes moms come to the church and sometimes they don't on Mother's Day. You never know. Sometimes there's sadness in their heart and they don't come. Or sometimes it may be a woman who was not able to physically give birth and then feels awkward about coming to church on Mother's Day. Even though they have mothered many children along the way. You know, there's a difference between giving birth and being a mother. Sometimes you can give birth, but it aren't very well be a mom. Giving birth is something that happens after 9 months or about 9 months, and it happens. Mothers, being a mother, being a mom, is something that goes on forever after that. You see, giving birth is only the beginning. It's what goes on after that that makes you a mom, right? You know, we have examples of moms in the Bible. You've read about some of them this morning, and so I'm going to keep this kind of short. There are some biblical examples of moms. How about mom Sarah? Sarah was in 90 some years old when God came to her and said, "You're going to have a baby." How many of you ladies are ready for that? No? If God came to you and said, "Honey, I want you to have a baby," you would say, "No?" Would you volunteer? No? Marie? Would you have another one? If God said so?
Me?
You! See, you don't want it, you got two at a time. Yeah, well, what can I say? All right. So that was one of the things. Then you have, on the other end, Mary. Mary, who was just a teenager, a young teenager, when God came to her and said, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and you are going to become pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and you are going to bear a child, and this child is going to be a special child. Special child. And then you heard the scripture say, and they took the child to be circumcised, and Simeon met them and saw that this was a special child. But then he turned to the mom and said, this is a special child, destined for great things, but a sword's going to pierce your heart. That's the tough part about being a mom. The tough part about being a mom is not knowing what the future's going to be for the child that you bring into this world. The tough part about being a mom is raising that child through all the scraped knees and the broken arms and the situations and the broken hearts of the first love and the other things that happen. That's the tough part about being a mom. And for all of us, there sometimes are these little pains that enter our heart, don't they? Because they all don't do what we think they ought to do, right? We love them and we raise them and we turn them over to God's care. And somewhere along the way, we try to instill with them a sense of faith, a sense of family, a sense of righteousness and justice. And we hope that that takes. Sometimes they go down roads that drive us crazy. Sometimes our children go way off the deep end. And we struggle. But that doesn't mean we give up. We love them no matter what. Unconditional love. Now, sometimes that's difficult, because sometimes there's estrangements. Sometimes it doesn't go quite as we hope it will go. Sometimes we have to wait for God to intervene for us. Provide for that to come back around. All of us have had relationships with our moms. Now, I'm going to stop the sermon right now, because I don't think I need to tell you that. What I want you to do is I'm going to give you an opportunity to say something about your mom. Okay? Now, there, can I have? I know these are going to be needed. So it's okay. Who wants to be first?
Just wanted to say my mom's been strength and inspiration.
Whatever's on your heart.
I am what I am because of my mother.
And a good man.
My mother brought me through my darkest days.
I had a wonderful mother. She was a nurse and very caring. And I loved her. I have a wonderful mother, too, and I'm glad she's with me.
All right. Others?
My mother was the mother of 9 children. And she did the best that she could.
She had 9 of you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name? Saint what? Saint Helen.
My mother died when I was 8 years old, and my father died when I was 6, so I was an orphan. But I remember both of them, and I just cherish them.
Amen. Anybody? Come on.
My mother was very good. Always believed in me. Always trusted me.
You know, my mother never heard a sermon I preached. She never came to church where I was preaching. The only sermon she ever was present at was her funeral sermon. But I loved her. And she had her ways.
I'm one of those lucky people. I've known my mom for 63 and a half years, and she's still going strong. She turns 86 at the end of this month. And I was raised to believe I could do anything I wanted.
We're very blessed to have our mom with us a lot. But I also am thankful for my mother-in-law, and she has welcomed me into their family, and with them losing Greg's brother, and they've really embraced me, because now Greg's an only child, so we're very glad for her, too.
Well, I miss my mom a lot. She passed away 7 years ago, and she was with us whenever we needed it, and sometimes I think we weren't with her enough, but she was a wonderful mom, and I really appreciate her.
Give me a minute. In my case, I listened to a lot of sermons from my mom.
Ah. And that,
she preached at me a lot.
And now you get it from your wife, too, right?
Like I said, I wasn't happy. I wasn't very happy, but I must say that having my kids was the biggest blessing in my life, whether I liked it or not, but it was. And I want to say that.
How about back in the side corner here?
I can't really think of much I can say. My mother's not really been around for the things I've done in my life when I've taken up my career in music and everything. I've only had her attend maybe two of my performances ever. She tries, though. That's one thing I can say, is that in her own way, not being there is her way of showing her support. She feels like she'd be in my way if I were to try to go out in the world. That we had a long struggle, and there was a custody battle between her and my father. And during this battle, me and her stood together. I kind of tried to take on the role of protecting her as a young child. And it was a very traumatic experience for my family. And I feel as though she stays away now to avoid keeping me from going forth, because she feels that I would try to protect her still. And in her own way, she shows how much she cares through that.
Sometimes it's hard to push the little birds out of the nest, isn't it?
My mom is there whenever I need her. Whatever I ask for, she's there. And she's a heck of a cook. So I'm ordering breaded pork chops this week. Thank you.
I'm very blessed to not only have a wonderful mother, but a wonderful mother-in-law who I think of just like a mother, and she's always been a mother to me as well.
I am so blessed to be sitting next to my mom, who taught me unconditional love and is still my role model. And she just moved after living in the same house for 56 years, and now she lives a half mile from us, and we are so blessed.
Amen.
Right, mom is in her XY age group. I'm not going to reveal it, but she still drives. She works out. She does everything, and never lets her age and some of her hard of hearing and things like that get her down. She just keeps on giving us a role model that inspires us all that we can be like she is at her age.
Amen.
We're thankful for her.
Saying thanks for stuff, putting up with all my antics over the years, and for all your love and support for everything I do.
My mother was just wonderful, and she was always there in joys and sadness. And she just was a great, great person.
Amen.
My mom gave me a boy haircut when I was in third grade, but we have moved past it. And I actually haven't moved past it, but no, I am blessed, beyond blessed, to have a mom who's not just the best mom ever, but also my friend.
All right. Anyone else? Okay.
I've been thankful for being around my mom for the last 55 years. She's going to hit 80, and she's still a hoot.
All right.
My mom raised us alone, so I give her a lot of credit for being there for us at all times we needed her there for.
Want to thank those who have taken on special kids. Moms who have taken on special kids. Others? Upstairs. Here, catch it. No, I better not do that. Yeah, there you go. You want to go up? You're in charge of the upstairs.
I just, a special thank you to my mom for my sister and I both. She's always been caring and loving, supportive, and she's just keeps going, keeping herself healthy, and she's always been there for us. We love her.
I personally would like to thank my mom for anything that she has done for me throughout my life. And personally, I had to go through some very difficult times, especially with the Cassie band. I had to make some difficult choices in my life that was very hard for me at times, but I just want to thank my mom because without her, I honestly don't know if I'd be here without her if she wasn't there for me. So I'm very lucky to have her in my life, and I just want to thank her.
Okay.
This is Barb, and my message is for Betty, wherever she is, and I want to say thank you, and I love you.
All right.
My mom was a longtime member of this church, and I find I'm following in her footsteps, which I said I would never do. But I find I am involved with Women's Fellowship, which was Ladies Aid then. I'm involved with dinners that she was involved with. I've been on the diaconate which she was on, so I guess she set a good example.
How many of you ladies out there remember the day you looked in the mirror and said, oh my God, I'm my mom? That's a good thing. All right. All right. Moms put up with a lot. They love us unconditionally. You know, well, most of them love us unconditionally. Some of them try to control us, and there are good moms and not so good moms. So we're thankful for all that they give us, the good and the bad and the joys and the sadnesses. And, you know, we all need to try to be good moms as well. You know, I think about the three women who have been rescued and a child that was born in that time of captivity. To be the mother of the child that was born in captivity must be a super heavy burden. We need to pray for them as well. It isn't easy. But the last thing I want to do is thank the dads too. Thank the dads for walking with us when you have and helping us and being with us as we try to be moms. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it. And we'll ask for money later. Already got it. By the way, asking for money. Basket. We have a young... I'm just going to make this my last thing. We have a young lady who wants to go and try to help find a way to keep kids from being stolen from their homes. Well, sometimes moms are not us older folks. Sometimes they're not even to the kids we deal with, but the kids around the world. So if you can help, please do. Well, remember moms. Remember Elizabeth, just in case it happens to you. Remember Naomi, who gave her son to the mission of God in the church. Remember Ruth, who traveled to be with Naomi. Remember Mary, who raised Jesus, Elizabeth, who gave birth to John. And may they be examples for us that we can be women of faith. Women of faith. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for all the moms in this world. And Lord, we ask that you would help us to be women of faith, that we can stand strong and guide our families and our children in ways of faith. For that's the greatest gift that we can give them, to help them find their way to you. Bless us, O Lord. And all the people of God said, Amen.